Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible as I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word. I see myself as God sees me. I am who He said I am. I have what He said I have. I can do what He said I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive, my mind is alert, and I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God, you may be seated.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerard Curry. Thank you for joining us today. We're picking up where we left off yesterday, and we started looking at no trace of sickness left. What that means is God said anything that takes your focus and your attention off of Him, He will remove it, He will get rid of it, and He'll make sure it doesn't return again. He spoke these words in the book of Nahum. You can go back and listen to yesterday's. It'll give you all the scriptures, etc. But we're going to look at more scriptures where God shows us that He will remove things out of our lives. The effects of a stroke or the effects of sugar diabetes, anything like that, will be removed completely and totally and utterly out of our lives. Anything that takes our attention from God, He will take it away. God will do this and it will not return. He'll make sure that that happens. We've got to get into faith and belief and trust that this is so. And we walk in that because He said, my covenant children, I take care of them. And if you're born again, you are a covenant child of the Most High God. And He will take care of His children, just like you will take care of your children, your natural children. So let's pick up where we left off yesterday and see more of what God has to say. God said He would take vengeance against those who He deemed were enemies of His and who would come against His covenant people. Listen, if I've got a best friend and someone becomes his enemy and I'm in covenant with him, I will do everything to protect him. My children, I will do everything to protect them. So would you. Amen. And so chapter 1 goes on in Nahum to tell us that God is also, the fact that He will take down these guys, the Bible tells us in the rest of that chapter, 1 of Nahum, that God is good and merciful. He's good and merciful. He's good and merciful to the unsaved by letting them get saved, sending the Holy Spirit to try to coax them to get them saved, sending you and me to tell them, like He sent Jonah to Nineveh, to tell them about Jesus. He's good and merciful to them, to let them hear the word. But then if they don't receive the word, they don't receive God, they don't become children of God, His mercy is on His covenant children, not on the uncovenant children. Amen. And we saw that with the woman, that He showed her mercy. The woman that said, my daughter's vexed with a demon. He said, yeah, but this healing is only for the covenant children. And she spoke to Him in a way that He said, your faith is so great, you're going to get what you're asking for. Even though she was out of covenant, that's His goodness and His mercy. So if people come to Him, He will honor them. Amen. And so He proves that by the assistance that He gives to His covenant children over and over. How many of you have been helped by God? Didn't have the money? He brought the money. Weren't saved? Got saved. Was sick? Got healed. Was in trouble? Got you out of trouble. You know, as a covenant child of God, He has taken care of you. My brother tells me since he was growing up, God's always taken care of his life. Joe on there right now. Why? Because we were trained up, albeit in the Catholic Church, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. And we were a bit ignorant as to salvation, but we always turned to Jesus Christ, always. And God took care of us because we turned to Jesus all the time. We prayed Jesus. Amen. We did a lot of Mary praying, but that changed. But God honored us and met us where our faith was because we weren't trying to honor false gods or deny Him. Amen. So God's goodness and His mercy assisted me in my life, through all of my life, through my family's life. I saw it. And I know He's assisted you. Can you say amen?
Praise God. Amen. Now, God will destroy your enemies, and sickness is an enemy. Come on, say it out of your mouth. Say, sickness is an enemy of mine, and it is an enemy of God. Amen. That's why Brother Stripes is back. He took care of the problem. You were healed. But now watch here. He's even going to destroy all of the evidence that remains from sickness. Now, you might have, let's say a person had a stroke and it's left them a little bit on one side or other of their body, not 100%. Or you might have had sugar diabetes and something happened to you and I don't know how that affects a person, or you're walking with a limp from an injury. God is saying, listen, you've got to get a hold of this because it's faith. Remember, it's only by faith you got saved. It's only by faith you get healed. It's only by faith you get the finances. And it's only by faith that you can believe this and receive it to yourself. You've got to speak it, believe it, say, there it is in your word. That's why God says, show me and prove to me my word. Remind me of my word. He wants to know that you know his word. So watch here. He will even destroy all the evidence that limp that has been left from an old injury will even be taken away completely. Come on. If you had something that's attacked your mind, it'll be taken away so that you're perfect. Do you believe that God's able to do that and capable of doing that? I believe you do. I'll show you a caption that we've been confessing, and remember this, read that down there. Everyone with me? On the count of three, one, two, three. God can do anything about everything, anywhere, anytime, for anyone, anyway. You got it? Now we're talking covenant children now, but he can do it for anybody, anyway. Amen. So he says he'll even destroy all of the evidence that there was a problem, that your house was repossessed, that the money didn't come and you had to gear down and shift down and do this and buy a car that's stuck together with tape and God stickers. God says the evidence will be taken away. My God. Think about when the Israelites were being chased down by Pharaoh's army. Do you remember that? God now gets Israel, led by Moses, out of Egypt. They're in the wilderness, marching towards Canaan's land. Pharaoh reneges on his deal. He goes back on his word. And now he gets all of his armies, the strongest army in the world at the time. They were the world conquerors at the time, the known world. He gets the strongest army. And he starts to chase down the Israelites who had been slaves for over 300 years. Correct. So now they don't know about fighting. They don't have weapons. These guys come barreling down with chariots, shields, helmets, breastplates, arrows, bows. They're coming at them. And these Israelites are in dire straits and in big trouble. Wow. God speaks to Moses. Look what he says in Exodus 14, verse 13. I want you to turn to Exodus 14, see it for yourself, and verse 13. Look what God says. Turn there, write it down, do something. Amen? Watch what he says. Out of the Amplified, then Moses said to the people, because can you imagine the panic now? Yeah, they come barreling down on you. They know they're coming. They can hear it. It's just crazy. They see the dust rising. They know it's a huge army. They're going to be slaughtered. Moses said to the people, do not be afraid. Now, don't let sickness dictate to you how you're going to live. Don't let sickness dictate how your emotions are going to be. Don't let sickness dictate to you how your feelings are going to react and should be. You dictate to sickness and you call it gone and you say, I'm healed, and then show the joy for being healed. Are you with what I'm saying? Make all your requests be made known unto God, and the peace of God will keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Whatsoever things are true, just, honest, and all those good things, anything good, think on these things, and God will settle your mind. So you've got to think opposite to the actual attack, and you've got to speak differently. We've taught you that for years. Watch it. Do not be afraid. Take your stand. There's scripture that says, having done all, stand. Take your stand. Be firm and confident and undismayed. Now, you've got a barrel. You've got an army barreling down on you. And God is saying, don't be dismayed. Don't be afraid. Be firm and confident. Wow. Are you talking faith? You're talking some serious faith here. And so, and he says, and see the salvation of the Lord. You don't get rid of the sickness, the financial burden, the addiction. God does it. Doctors can't do it. Psychiatrists can't do it. God does it. Always remember that. God does it. People can help and assist, but God does it. He is the healer, the only healer. No other healer. God the healer. Jehovah Rapha. No doctor. They help, they assist, but God does it. God gets rid of the problem. God does it. Amen. Everyone say this. God does it. Type it. God does it. You got to get this in your mind, because if you think you can do it, then you're not going to let God do it. And if you don't need God, he's not going to do it. You got to know that God does it. Wow. Wow, wow. So watch here. And see, stand strong, be firm, confident, and undismayed, and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will accomplish for you today. You might have been waiting for years, but why don't you say today? Why don't you claim it today and start to act like you got it and walk in the fullness of what you're saying? Faith without work is dead. So today, he says, watch what he will accomplish for you, covenant child, today. Now, well, look what he says here. Those Egyptians whom you have seen today, you will never see again. Goodness. Can you believe God can bring your situation to an end? Can you believe that, honestly, that you don't have to experience it ever again? I know you can, because I know you Bible-believing, covenant children of God, demon-stomping, on fire for the Messiah, full of fire for the Messiah. Of course you believe the Word of God. He can do anything, about everything, anywhere, anytime, for anyone, anyway. I know you believe it. Amen. God can bring behaviors and influences that have controlled your life for years and years and years to an end. Let's just say something, there's a trigger that gets you to go back to a certain addiction. Just a trigger, right? Can God change it so that thing won't be triggered again to get me off? Of course he can. You've got to get faith to believe it. See, because it's a trigger that gets you to go take the drug again, take the booze again, watch the porn again. It's the trigger. Something triggers it. But God will take whatever it is, the behaviors are, and the influences that get you controlled to an end. He'll bring it to an end. I believe it. He did it for me. Come on. Watch what. Here's what God says. Sin will not have dominion over you anymore. And God said he would stop this affliction.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
The Church of the Holy Spirit in Palm City, Florida, invites you to join us in prayer for revival. And tune into this station every Sunday at 5:30 a.m. and p.m. for Glorious Day, a program of spiritual edification and encouragement led by our co-pastors.